can remember, it would be September 39, I think. An awful buzz in our house. And I said to my mum, where's my dad gone? Because we were as green as grass, a nine-year-old then, in comparison to a nine-year-old today. And I used to ask that many questions, and my mum was glued to the radio to get the news and everything. And that was my dad going to the war. And my dad told me, that he would be home the following weekend. I was up at the top of the road, Vancouver Road, and there used to be a seat there where the old men used to go and sit. And I was up there all day on the Saturday waiting on my dad coming off the bus. He never came. And it was 6 months before he got home. My mum had to come up with a sandwich, she had to come up with a drink. No way was I going home. My dad was coming off that bus. And we were going to give the children rides on the donkey trap. And we were painting the donkey trap. But of course, we couldn't do something else on it because we had to wait till the paint dried. Me being me, I know what we'll do. We'll go down the Solway. I was forbidden to go near the Solway, unless my mum was with me. So I got the ball. My poor mother, I can see her yet, in the garden. And there was Linda and Margaret and me went down, oh, and Joanna went down the Solway. And I said at the time, I could feel something. Oh, I said, we've got to get out of here. That's quicksands. I'd remembered what my dad had said, you know. But the thing was, I had said to the girls, we've got to walk out of this. But as my dad said after, whichever way I went, instead of walking away from it, I was walking into it. And it was pulling, they were trying to pull me out, and it was pulling them in as well. So they had to give up, eh? Screaming and yelling, I can hear it now, eh? And Kevin, bless him, and Mr. Thompson were fishing. And I don't know whether it was the girls that had contacted them or they had heard, you know. That was it. I'm sure I saw the angels. I've always said that. I'm sure I saw the angels. And apparently, Kevin had seen me bobbing, because by this time, the flow was taking me out to the channel. And for some reason, I put that arm up and Kevin grabbed it. How that poor fella ever survived, I'll never know. Because it was more than a trauma for him to be swimming in such extreme waters, eh? And Mr. Thompson, I don't know how far away they must have been, but if it hadn't have been the help of Mr. Thompson to get me to the side or whatever, he couldn't have managed. Because I was waterlogged and all the rest of it, you know. Okay, I was maybe a slip of a thing, but when you're in a situation like that, so if it hadn't have been Mr. Thompson actually helping Kevin, Kevin couldn't have coped because he had to swim with me. How on earth he managed, I'll never know. I was in linseed poultices for weeks. And I can always remember saying to Mum and Auntie Eva, I need a drink, I need a drink. And I could only get a teaspoonful and I couldn't understand why they were only giving it. I said, but I'm so thirsty, I need a drink, you know. I brought one home one day for lunch. My mother didn't know what to do because she thought she would be getting into trouble from Dr. Bernardus, and she had an awful job. to try and tell me that I hadn't to do that, you know. So yeah, oh, them poor kids. But Mum, I said, they had to march all the way from Stapleton to Eastrix. Oh, that must have been a couple of miles, eh? Hail, rain and snow. Then do their schoolwork and everything, and they had to get a lunch at school. And then all that way to walk back, and I felt heart sorry for them. But one of the boys I decided I would bring home for lunch. They used to march up Vancouver Road every Sunday. Of course, the Catholic chapel was at the top of our road. My poor dad, of course, my dad was at Dunkirk and everything now. And he used to tingle when he saw those Germans.